So the second tactical strategy is developing a professional referral network. And we talked about this earlier as a success principle. All the top advisors use this in some form or fashion. It is the number one way that millionaires get their financial advisor through a referral of another professional advisor that they work with. And the reason why that happens is that, you know, with something like investments, it's intangible, it's important, and they want to be sure that they get it right. So what better way to meet a financial advisor than through an objective, another trusted advisor that they have? However, saying that, it's important to know that this strategy is a long-term strategy. It goes back to our success principle of long-term orientation. It's going to take, on average, 18 months to build the kind of relationship from scratch with the professional referral source before you get your first referral. So you have to have a long-term orientation in mind. In fact, to break the numbers down, you know, based on interviews with CPAs and some of the top advisors, on average, it was about 10% of the professional advisors that they talk with, CPAs and attorneys, about 10% of them actually ended up providing a referral. So if you see 10, you start with 10, it's probably going to end up just being one. But the other side of that is 90% of the time that a referral is given, it results in a client. Because frankly, if a CPA or an estate attorney is going to provide a referral, there's a problem, there's a reason, there's a catalyst for change. And if you're well prepared, 90% of the time you'll close. So I want to describe a 5-step process that if you follow will result in a significant number of new affluent relationships over time. So the first step is, I'm assuming that everyone that is viewing this training has been in the business for a while and is an experienced advisor. And I'm going to assume you have a number of client relationships. So step one is, and you can do this anytime. You can do it on one of your monthly contacts. You can do it at an annual review, whenever you feel it's appropriate. But I'd urge you to start now. And that is to say to your client, you know, Mr. or Mrs. Client, I am absolutely committed to doing the best possible job that I can for you. And one of the things that I want to start doing in the future is working closer with your other advisors, you know, specifically your CPA, and that there are a lot of overlap between what they do and what we do. And with your permission, I would like to contact your CPA, introduce myself, and potentially do some work with them on your behalf. Are you happy with your current CPA? And if you are, would you, you know, share with me their name and contact number so that I can begin this process of developing a partnership with them for your benefit? Now, if a client is happy with their CPA, they're going to have absolutely no problem providing you with that because it's to their benefit and it's not costing them anything. I mean, that's a no-brainer. If they're not happy, then that's a good thing to know because as you develop your network, that's a potential referral that you can provide to your network. So that's step one. Step two is to contact the CPA or a state attorney. And so the contact would sound like this. Mr. CPA, Mrs. CPA, my name is Dave Mullen. I work with XYZ Financial, and we have a mutual client. And I'm absolutely committed to doing the best possible job that I can for our clients, and I feel like I could do a better job by having a working relationship with you as it regards their taxes and their investments. I believe that we could work together for the benefit of our mutual client, and I'd love to have the opportunity to meet with you, find out more about your practice, and share with you some ideas that I have of how we could potentially work together on the benefit of our mutual client. By the way, our mutual client speaks very highly of you, and I'm always looking to add people to my professional referral network. And I'd love to have the opportunity to discuss that with you as well. Could we set some time together to meet? Again, based on the research that I've done with CPAs and the top advisors, 99% of the CPAs are going to agree to that. So you've got the first meeting. You have the first meeting, and it's, remember this, it's all about them. It's not about you. And so it's set the stage by saying, you know, I want you to know that anytime you need any information from me, you know, in regards to our mutual client, you can count on me, as well as any other client you have for that matter. And I just want to kind of open the lines of communication between us for the benefit of our client. And while I'm here, you know, as I mentioned, I'd like to learn more about your practice. And so the objective here is, in our resource guide, I'm going to provide some sample questions that you can use to kind of get you started in this process. Once you've done it for a while, you'll pick right up on it. But in the beginning, it's good to have some guidelines. So you ask them about their practice. You know, questions like, how long have you been in practice? What do you specialize in? What kind of clients do you like to work with? You know, are you accepting new clients? You know, what is your specialization? What's your background? I mean, you know, logical, common sense kinds of questions to get to know them. The number one objective that you want to have is to build a relationship with that CPA, and the best way to do that is for them to walk away feeling, I like that person, I like their approach. That's exactly what the CPAs are looking for as well. So you spend the time learning about their practice, and at the end you say to them, you know, it's very interesting, you know, I've learned a lot, I appreciate it, I think we've got the beginning of a good relationship. You know, I'll be honest with you, I've really enjoyed hearing about your situation, and I'd like to have the opportunity to share with you how we invest money in our wealth management process. I've found that many professionals like yourself look at financial advisors and consider them all the same. Well, we are unique and we're different, and I would love to have the occasion to share with you our process just so that you're aware of it. Could we schedule another meeting where we could do that? Again, I'll tell you, a very high percentage will agree to that because you've just sat there and listened to their process and what they're doing, and they're going to be more than happy to return the favor to you. So at that meeting, you need to have a tight presentation in which you talk about your team, you talk about your firm, you talk about your wealth management process, and you basically explain how you're different than what they assume all financial advisors are like. You want to differentiate yourself. It should be tight, it should be professional, you know, maybe 30 minutes at the longest. At the end of that, the approach that I would recommend using would be, you know, looking at the CPA and saying, you know, I want you to know that I would really like to develop a professional relationship with you. I've learned a lot about you. I'm impressed. Hopefully, you know, I've shared some things that have differentiated me from other advisors you may be talking to or working with, and I'd like to have an ongoing relationship. I'm not asking you to refer people to me, you know, right away by any means. You know, that's not what I'm really about. I want to build a long-term relationship. I want to be a resource for you. I want to be another arrow in your quiver. I want to provide you with a lot of valuable information. And over time, as we develop a relationship and you're more comfortable and you feel comfortable referring somebody, of course, you know, I'd be happy to do that. And I the same with you. So the fifth step or the final step is the follow-up. And this is where most advisors drop the ball. They lose interest if the CPA doesn't refer somebody right away to them, and they don't invest in the relationship. So the most successful top advisors that use this strategy really spend time educating their network, their CPA and the estate planning network, on the markets and things that they could relate to whatever it was that professional did. You know, the tax aspects of investments, modern portfolio theory, the tools that are available, you know, kind of the current state of the markets, the importance of asset allocation, AMT and how that relates to specific investments. They would look for overlap that in the investment world that could benefit the CPA or estate planning attorney's practice, and they found reasons to provide that information to them almost as a teacher. And what would happen would be the CPA or attorney over time would really feel that there were some very valuable resources provided. Their practice was elevated as a result of the relationship, and they became quite inclined and impressed to provide referrals because they really believed in what that advisor and their wealth management practice was about. Having events with continuing education credit, educational, fun events, bringing the CPA into the office to share with them what the tools actually are and meeting the other members of the team. I mean, all those were all different steps that when put together culminated into developing both a professional and personal relationship to the point that the professional referral source felt comfortable beginning to refer people. On average, the CPAs that I talk with and the top advisors that really were great at this strategy said that, you know, having 3 to 5 referral sources was all they needed. The very best had 10, and all of them had at least one. So if you develop 3 referral sources following the process I described, and each one of those referred 2 to 3 people to you over the course of a year, which is very realistic, you should expect 6 affluent clients. And if you let the CPAs and attorneys know that, you know, kind of your sweet spot, your target market is 1 to 5 million, then, you know, on average, if each of those 6 affluent clients had 2.5 million, then that's $15 million of the $50 million that you need. Very powerful approach.